This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. When Pebble's federal permit proposal was rejected last year, several of Bristol-based tribal and regional entities renewed calls for permanent protections at the region's headwaters. KDLG's Tyler Thompson reports that earlier February, those groups introduced a two-step plan, or the call, to do just that.
The United Tribes of Bristol Bay published the call in December, after the Army Corps of Engineers denied Northern Dynasty's permit application for the proposed Pebble Mine. At a virtual town hall, UTBB presented a roadmap for the two-part plan. Here's Deputy Director Lindsay Leyland.
Tribes in the region and Bristol Bay leadership have come together once again to revive their previous request for 404C action. And we put a proposal forward for both administrative and legislative action to permanently protect Bristol Bay.
404C is a section of the Clean Water Act that restricts dumping dredged waste in defined waters or wetlands. Tribes in the region called for that veto over 10 years ago when Pebble was first proposed. In 2014, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed a preemptive veto of a larger mine in the area under Section 404C, but it was never finalized and the Trump administration withdrew the proposal. Renewing the veto process could prevent Pebble and future companies from dredging at Bristol Bay's headwaters. The Native American Rights Fund supports the region's call. Attorney Matt Newman says the second step of the plan could solidify permanent federal protections for the watershed.
Proposing and seeking out legislation that will offer similar kinds of protections from hard rock mining through the creation of a national fisheries area.
A national fisheries area in Bristol Bay would be the first of its kind. Through this designation, the groups supporting the plan want to ban any large-scale mines from waste disposal in Bristol Bay's waters. A focus on water protections would bypass the need for any state designation. Newman is looking to federal water protections for fish habitat in other parts of the country for guidance.
We are hopeful that by threading this needle very carefully, we can achieve the protection of Bristol Bay and its fisheries resources, but without land statuses like a park or a preserve that many local people don't necessarily want to see in the region.
The potential for federal protections in the region could happen under the Biden administration. President Joe Biden signed an executive order at the end of January proposing a plan to conserve 30% of land and water in the U.S. by 2030, known as the 30 by 30 executive order. The Department of Interior named tribes and fishers as some of the key stakeholders. Tyson Fick is a commercial fisher who works for Salmon State, a conservation group based in Juneau. Fick is cautiously optimistic about the possibility of permanent protections.
And there's a lot of reason to be skeptical what the federal and state governments are actually going to follow through on what they say they're going to. This is just the beginning. Time will tell. But it's becoming rapidly apparent that we don't have a lot of time. And it's really great to see the idea that we're going to take bold steps and really address this head on rather than hiding from it.
There is currently no timetable for when legislation could be presented or what the 30 by 30 executive order will look like. And other groups support resource and job development in the region. Iliamna Natives Limited sees projects like the Pebble Mine as an opportunity for their village to grow economically. Northern Dynasty, Pebble's parent company, also submitted an appeal at the end of January to the Army Corps challenging the permit denial. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
Join KMBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.